This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The state Senate passed an omnibus education bill yesterday that's scheduled to go to conference committee at 10 o'clock this morning, where the House and Senate will hammer out differences between their two versions of the bill. Funding in particular remains to be resolved. The House and Senate each appointed negotiators for the conference committee on the bill before adjourning last night, guaranteeing at least one more day for legislators in Juneau. Resolution on the education bill is needed to close out the capital budget. Additional funding could be attached to the budget. Education became a sticking point between the House and Senate in the waning days of the session. The difference in approaches between the two sides resulted in lawmakers running past the scheduled end of the 90-day session Sunday. Both chambers are scheduled to convene this morning at 11 a.m. The education bill, capital budget, and a bill that would lock up public records in cases in which criminal charges are dropped or the accused is acquitted are before the House, along with a joint resolution on student loans. The Senate has a much longer list of House legislation awaiting Senate action, including House Bill 23 that would authorize the state to allocate funding for the Kinnick Arm Bridge, a bill extending the Senior Benefits Payment Program, and House Bill 287, which gives tax breaks to oil companies. Earth Day will be celebrated with a concert in Fairbanks today. It's part of a summer-long series of events marking the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act and other environmental laws. Tim Ellis of KUAC reports.
Fairbanks' own Susan Grace has been called the Alaska Troubadour because her songs celebrate the state and its wild places. Grace will share her musical connection to Alaska in a Tuesday evening concert at Pioneer Park that's titled after her most recent album, Forever Wild. The concert is dedicated to the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, and it's one of many events that a local environmental group named the Fairbanks Wild 50 will be putting on over the next few months.
This is a year of celebration.
That's Andy Keller. He's a member of Fairbanks Wild 50, and he says his group brought longtime environmental leader Brock Evans to town earlier this month to kick off the 50th anniversary celebration and to talk about the Wilderness Act and other important conservation measures.
Brock just symbolizes really a whole movement to protect land nationally. Brock has been involved in land conservation dating back, my goodness, about half a century.
Evans served in high-profile positions with Audubon and Sierra Club during several conservation campaigns, including the 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Evans says it's important to celebrate those measures because they've preserved wild places for both humans and the plants and animals that live there, and they've served as sanctuaries for endangered species. Evans says that's going to be even more important in the years ahead because many more species will become imperiled by the growing threat of climate change.
Climate change is here. It's here now. We're going to have to adapt to it. Human beings are going to have a hard enough time adapting to it, but we can and we will. But wildlife have even a harder time. So saving these wild places is not just for our personal enjoyment, but it's also to protect all the other living creatures around, and especially here in Alaska.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.